Live from Studio V at Westfield Topanga and on 88.5 FM, I'm Jim Nelson. And it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I am joined in the studio now by a longtime friend of mine, sitting across from me with a nice acoustic guitar in his lap, Mike Peters of The Alarm, the very first person I ever interviewed in this long and not so illustrious career of mine. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
It's great to be here, Jim, especially with you. Fantastic.
Well, thank you. Welcome to 88.5 FM. It was you and Dave Sharp. We were talking about The Alarm's Eye of the Hurricane album at a studio in Santa Monica back in 1987.
30 years ago today. Well, not today, but 30 years ago.
But close.
Yeah.
And I blinked and it went by us and there we go.
There it is.
You and I'm going to tell a quick story here because I want to give people the image of how glorious and glamorous and over the top rock and roll lifestyles can be, because you and I had a night like this one time and you're like, wait, which one?
Yeah,
so it was a year or two ago, and you were in town with a side band of yours, Dead Men Walking. You were doing a show at the Troubadour, and I went and hung out with you at a rehearsal. It was you and Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats and Captain Sensible,
Chris Cheney.
And after the rehearsal, I spent a few hours in the rehearsal studio with you guys, and then you and Captain Sensible and Slim Jim and I went out for dinner. And this is where it gets really sordid, because we got into this family edition style van that Mike's driving, right? The cargo van that soccer moms would drive. And the four of
us,
longtime rock and rollers, at least a couple of them punks from the real punk days, we went over and had ourselves a fine vegan dinner, didn't we?
Did. And you talk baseball all night with Slim Jim.
That's right. Me and Slim Jim Phantom talking baseball, eating our vegan chicken. It was just so rock and roll.
Spectacular.
Well, so Mike, you're in town. The Alarm is here. You've got shows in town, including a show tomorrow night at the Rose in Pasadena, the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills coming up on Thursday. But you also have a lot going on. I want to talk real quick at the start here about a new movie, a documentary movie that's been made about you.
Yeah, it's about my life, really. It's a film's called Man in the Camo Jacket, and it's available on iTunes and Amazon and video on demand kind of services. And it really tells the story of love, hope, strength that seems to have been at the heart of the music I've created for The Alarm, and that spilled over into the charity Love, Hope, Strength, which came out as a result of myself having to live with cancer for 21 years and now and counting. And the good work we've done. We do bone marrow drives at music festivals and concerts across the UK and the USA. And we've signed over 150,000 people to the BOMO donor registry, found over 3,000 life-saving matches, and we've taken all kinds of musicians to Mount Everest and Kilimanjaro to help build cancer centres in parts of the world where they don't have access to the treatments and the medicines we have here in the communities we live in ourselves. So it's quite a story for those who don't know, and even if you do know about The Alarm, it's still an amazing story. So check out Man in the Camo Jacket.
And it is a fantastic story, and as somebody who's been, you know, following along with you since way before any of this started, it's really nice to see where you came from being the front man of a band out of Wales to being a guy with a foundation that's raised a lot of money and done a lot of good for people who need help. And it all started because of you coming down with cancer 25 years ago, was it?
21 years ago.
And the camo jacket from the title is because you, you could tell us better and I could explain.
Yeah, in 1995, I was that's the first time I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was right on the eve of an American tour for myself. And I was diagnosed in Wales, where I live. And for some reason, I said to the doctors, when they said, look, we want you to cancel everything and have a bone marrow transplant, I felt like that was giving in. So I said, look, can I see out all my dates and go to America and do the tour? And so I came to America, and I got this idea to create a psychological warfare in my mind to try and overcome what I was faced with. And so I went and bought an army jacket in in Hartford, Connecticut, saw out the tour, played every show, and came over. Had a bit of a miracle recovery at the time, but I've been I was re-diagnosed in 2005 with the leukemia,
and so out came the camo jacket.
Out came the camo jacket, and then the charity was born out of that, really. So it's been an incredible journey, and I say on the sleeve notes of the soundtrack album for the Man in the Camo Jacket LP that I feel like my life has been blessed by cancer in many ways, because it's taken me on some incredible adventures I would never have even considered if cancer hadn't touched my life and my family. And so I'm very grateful for the life I live. The doctors in Wales have kept me alive to be a musician. You know, they could have thrown a transplant my way at any time, but they've always stuck out waiting for the latest developments. And now we're living in an era where I feel cancer needs to be more afraid of us.
Cancer never saw you coming,
right? We need to
be
afraid of it.
Well, something you just said in there, Mike, not to get too vulnerable here on the radio, but one of the things that I've always enjoyed about you and why I've stayed friends with you for 30 years now is one of the things you just said, that you're blessed by having had cancer, which is an amazing viewpoint from somebody who's not gone through it once or twice, but three times now. That's an amazing thing to be able to see it from that perspective, and I think that's fantastic. We talked about the movie Man in the Camo Jacket. There's a soundtrack that goes along with it, and in the movie, way up, not all the way at the top, but way up high on Mount Everest, you see you and the guys singing this one song that winds up on the soundtrack, and it would be a perfect time to bring this up, and you've got a guitar right in front of you, and I'm giving you a moment while you switch harmonicas now to the right key harmonica. You know where I'm going with this. So there's a song that I'd love for you to sing right now. It's totally appropriate. It's a newish song, I gather?
Yeah.
Well, from the Mount Everest trip,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah. We were going to Mount Everest. We had Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats with us, Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze, Cy Kernan, and Jamie from The Fix, and we were climbing to claim the record for the world's highest concert on land, and I just felt we need a song that could be a little bit of an anthem to keep the trekkers and the musicians unified, something that we could sing that was simple for people to catch on to. And as we walked up the mountain with the Sherpa carrying our guitars and everything, the word went across the mountain, and we played gigs in mountain villages, and people came all across the valleys to hear these wild rock and roll guys in the Himalaya singing about love, hope, and strength.
And that song, the title is what you're about to play, and it's from, the line is from the song Strength, way back in 85 from The Alarm, but it's also the name of your charitable foundation, so it's a perfect title.
Okay.
Love, Hope, Strength. It's Mike Peters of The Alarm on 88.5 FM.
Give me love, hope, and strength. Love, hope, and strength to carry on. Give me love, hope, and strength. Love, hope, and strength to carry on. Through the whitewashed corridors and the UV lights, past deserted dreams to the end of night, and the click, 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 click of the healing machines, till you put your hand again in mine. Give me love, hope, and strength. Love, hope, and strength to carry on. Sometimes when I don't understand, when I don't know why, when I don't know what for, you come to me with reassurance, with your guiding light, with your hands in mine. Give me love, hope, and strength. Love, hope, and strength to carry on.
Eighty-eight point five 88.5 FM. Mike Peters of The Alarm, live acoustic here in the KCSN Studio V outside at Westfield Topanga. And a song called Love, Hope, and Strength. Mike, sounding great there, as always. And that is the name of the foundation, as I mentioned a moment ago, and you've referenced it a little bit, but let's expand on this for a moment, because I think this is a really fantastic thing that you've started here. Now, you started the Love, Hope, Strength Foundation with your friend James Chippendale?
James Chippendale, yeah. James Chippendale was a transplant survivor with a donor from Germany who saved his life. And we connected through both being in a similar situation. And James was able to give me the benefit of having second opinions in Dallas, Texas. And we realized when we met that James's life had been saved by a donor from Germany who was 42 years of age. And if Klaus, the donor who saved James's life, had been born in Britain and was 42, he'd been considered too old for the bone marrow donor registry. So James and I resolved through Love, Hope, Strength Foundation to try and unify the regulations that allow people onto the bone marrow donor registry. We've campaigned in Capitol Hill, we've campaigned in the House of Commons, we've held donor drives in Britain, and now we have raised the age in Britain with our partners DKMS, who are the amazing donor bank across the world from Germany. So we can save lives pretty much all across the world with doing the swabs at gigs that we do. It's very simple. We ask people to come to get on the list at a gig, cheek swab, give us some information about where they live, on phone number, email, how we can track them through life. And because you can sign up to the registry between 18 and 55, you stay on till you're 65. So there's every chance that any individual who signs on the list can be called to become a life-saving match for somebody. And it's a simple outpatient procedure. It's just giving blood. It's really simple in this day and age to become a lifesaver.
Well, and I'll speak to that personally. I got myself on that donor list, the bone marrow donor list, 15 years ago. It really was as simple as what you're saying. And also, I donate blood regularly, 2-3 times a year. It's really not that hard. It's a really simple thing to do. So if all that you have to do is what I've already done, and you can help save lives, that's,
right.
that's amazing.
It's just a slightly longer procedure than actually just donating blood like that. It's just an outpatient. It takes in the best part of a day to complete, and you give blood for quite a long time. And really, they're looking for the stem cells, which are released prematurely into the bloodstream with some drugs that you take in advance. And that's it. And
you're saving
most
someone's
people, they
life.
Go home in a day, and there's no discomfort or anything like that. So it's a great thing to do.
Well, Mike, you started the band, The Alarm, and grabbed all of our attention back in the early 80s now with songs of empowerment and inspiration and songs that make people, certainly me, I'll speak for myself, but a lot of people feel, you know, alive and invigorated. And now you've turned that into something where you're quite literally saving money, raising money, saving lives, changing rules and laws, and making people more aware of this need. And it's a really amazing place that you've come to from where you started.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what's been great about what the work we do with Love, Hope, Strength Foundation is how we can integrate with artists from all walks of life. We've done bone marrow donor drives with artists like Kenny Chesney, the country singer. We've worked with Flogging Molly and Frank Turner. We're at the Vans Warped Tour. We've just recently come away from the Lollapalooza Festival, and we registered 700 people over the weekend of the Lollapalooza Festival, so we can do it Austin City Limits, Isle of Wight Festival in the UK. And we're working with all these kind of bands. And when we find a match from a particular event, it's the artist and the festival that get the credit. So someone, you know, like Linkin Park, we lost Chester Bennington recently. We did a lot with them. And we found 45 life-saving matches at their concerts that they can attribute to being the direct result of them playing gigs. So the real aim of this, the Get On The List campaign, is to turn rock concerts into life-saving matches. And we say it's saving lives one concert at a time.
Amazing stuff you're doing, Mike. I need to get us legal real quick. This is 88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. Member-supported public radio from California State University. University Northridge, streaming on the web at kcsn.org. My name is Jim Nelson. I'm with Mike Peters of The Alarm. And as I mentioned a moment ago, you started the band and it was in the mid-80s, early to mid-80s when you really hit your zenith and had the whole world listening to songs like the one I'm going to ask you to play right now. I consider myself a fortunate guy. This is one of those songs that sends me to other other universes of empowerment and feeling alive. And I'm going to ask you to sing it right here in front of me. And okay. I'm sure that our listeners are going to enjoy this as well. Mike Peters singing a classic track from The Alarm. You should know it immediately. We're 88.5 FM.
This is the spirit of 76. Well, I find myself in reverie about what we might have had and what might have been. We had something going once that was such a long, long time ago. It was way back in 76. Our friendship formed of pure innocence. We first met on Matthew Street and we heard something that would set us free. A sign stands over a door, says four lights who shook the world. In the depths of those heady nights, we would dream of those bright lights. Oh my friend, somewhere tonight, out on the street, somewhere beneath this city's heat, in the eyes of strangers who pass me by. Life is cruel, so unkind. Oh, the spirit of 76. And now me, I see my dreams come true. That don't make me no hero, just one of the lucky few. A man can't change the world these days. I still believe a man can change his own destiny. But the price is high, that has gotta be paid. For everyone who survives, there are many who fail. See my friends caught out in that crossfire, all their dreams and hopes smashed on a funeral pyre. I will never give in until the day that I die. I'll get myself some independence, carve out a future with these two bad hands. Oh my friend, oh my friend, oh my friend, oh my friend. Somewhere tonight, out on the street, somewhere beneath this city's heat, in the eyes of strangers who pass me by. Life is cruel, so unkind. Oh, it's still out there on KCSN 88.5, the spirit of 76.
And that was the best request I've ever made. Fantastic, cool. Mike. That was great. Thank you. Mike Peters of The Alarm singing one of the classic Alarm tracks, The Spirit of 76, that sort of tracks through the beginning period of the band, in fact, and some of the things that inspired the band to get together. Pretty fantastic stuff. Now, the band, let's talk about that real quick. Who is The Alarm in 2017, and what are you doing in Los Angeles over the next few days?
Well, I still, you know, the fulcrum of the band still revolves around the songwriting that I bring, I've always brought to the table for the band. You know, the lineup has changed from the 80s, but the band of today is has been playing for a long, long time as The Alarm, 20 years now.
Longer than the original.
That's
lineup.
Right, yeah. We've got James Stevenson, who some people know from playing with Gene Loves Jezebel. James also played in The Cult with Billy Duffy and Generation X with Billy Idol. So he's got an incredible pedigree, and he's in a band at the moment as well as The Alarm with Tony Visconti, who produced The Alarm's Change album. They do a big David Bowie kind of project, and James is the guitarist in that as well. So he's got an incredible CV. Our drummer that you'll see in Pasadena at the Rose, tomorrow night, and also at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills on Thursday. That's our drummer's called Smiley. A lot of people have seen him come through California when he's playing with Joe Strummer in the Mescaleros. He plays with Robbie Williams. He's in a huge European band called Archive as well. And we have a really flexible sort of family communal feel to the band. We also have Craig Adams plays bass for us occasionally now, and Craig's been with us a long time, but he's also in The Mission as well, and in The Cult with Billy, he's been in as well. So and we have Mark Taylor still plays keyboards for us. He was in the band at UCLA in 86, and we got in October, and Dave Sharp, original guitar player, is coming out on the road with us for the month to playing all his new music, and I'm sure he'll end up on the stage at some point as life happens. He's played on the last couple of tours with us now, and we're going to San Francisco next weekend, and Twist, our old drummer, he lives up there. He's going to come up and play a song with a band. So, and Eddie, our old guitar player, he's got a group called Small Town Glory in the UK that he's been putting together and developing musically, and we support what he does, and we're all still in contact with each other. It's like a big extended family, and
perfect,
which is great. It's how it should be in the adult world. We're a family. It goes through its trials and tribulations, but it always remains a family, and that's what's good about it.
Perfect. Well, if you're an Alarm fan, I'm going to give you a moment or an opportunity in just a moment to win a pair of tickets to see the Alarm at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. That's this Thursday evening. We'll do that in just a moment. So get your phone out and ready, and I'll tell you in just a second how you can do that. I've been chatting with Mike Peters of the Alarm. I'm Jim Nelson, live from Studio V at Westfield Topanga. Mike, it's been 30 years since the first time I talked to you, and I don't know how many conversations we've had since, but this was a nice one. All I had to do was basically say hello, and you answered all of my questions before I even asked
them. You know how it is, Jim.
You've clearly done this once or twice before.
Thanks to everyone for having me on the air at KCSN. It's been great.
And we're thrilled, Mike, and it's always good to see you. The new movie, Man in the Camo Jacket, I've already watched it a couple of times this week. It's really great. If you're even a remote Alarm fan, it's worth your time. And then there's all kinds of great new songs and new versions of songs that you know from the Alarm on the soundtrack for Man in the Camo Jacket. And
we'll be back in 2018 with a new album and everything like that. We've had an amazing tour. We've been playing on the Vans Warped Tour and rocking all of 47 dates right across America. We're back.
Perfect. Well, and with all that, there's still two shows here in the Los Angeles area this week. The Rose tomorrow night in Pasadena. I'll be at that one. And then Thursday night at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. And if you would like to go see The Alarm with Mike Peters out on vocals this Thursday at the Canyon Club, here's how it's going to work. The first five callers right now will pick up a complimentary pair of tickets to see The Alarm this Thursday at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. Here's what you do. You call 818-677-5580. Now, it's a Saturday afternoon. This is a voicemail that you're going to get. It's Laura Kelly, our membership director's voicemail.
Hello, Laura.
You leave her a message at 818-677-5580. Tell her your name and how to reach you and that you would like to see The Alarm. And if you're one of the first five people on her voicemail, you will be getting a pair of tickets to see Mike Peters, my friend across the table here, and The Alarm this Thursday at the Canyon Club. That number one more time, 818-677-5580. Remember, you're calling about The Alarm tickets, so make sure you tell Laura that, your name and phone number, and if you're one of the first five. Mike, thank you so much, Jim, for stopping by on
a
Saturday afternoon.
Thank you very much indeed.
It's always great to chat with
you. Superb.
And the next time, and I even played guitar with you one time.
You remember that day?
We played a cover of an old Neil Young song in front of a holiday party.
Yeah, that's right.
That
we
was
did.
A long
yeah, that
time
was
ago.
A while back. Yeah.
That was a while back.
That
We've had
great.
Some good times, vegan restaurants and all.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Jim Nelson, live from Studio V at Westfield Topanga. This is 88.5 FM.